Blog Talk Radio.
It's the commish here live on OFL After Dark on this early Wednesday morning, is it? No, it's early Tuesday morning, actually. I'm a little confused there. Anyways, little Cinderella Man there by Eminem, classic. Speaking of Cinderella's stories, how about Believe in Monsters? Talk about the classic Cinderella story. The underdog's going for the big upset tonight. Well, maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow, whenever they get it played. Against the great Balkino. If he pulls this off, it'll just be insane. Monsters went from one of the weaker players in the league to now one of the best players in the league. So congratulations to him. Hopefully we'll see. I'm kind of pulling for him to pull the big upset over Balkino. Nothing personal against Balkino. I just always root for the underdog. So we'll see what happens there. Also in that group two, that's group one multiple. Also, we have defending champion PB number one matching up against a familiar foe in Peel 5'10 Maine. Seems PB usually seems to get him in the playoffs, and Peel usually seems to get him in the regular season. I actually think the tide's going to turn this time. I believe Peel will win this game, and we'll see Peel in the championship. Facing the winner of Monsters and Balkino. So either way, it's going to be a great matchup. Over in Group 2 Multiple, just in OFL Now, Savage did defeat Ready 10 pretty easily, actually. He got him, I think, by 21 points. We will have the Super Bowl. I don't know if you guys saw last night, but OFL Now, J.J. Mills, in an excellent game if you got to watch it. Came back and beat Fat Magic 420, so we will have a Super Bowl of OFL Now J.J. Mills versus OFL Now Savage. It's going to be a hell of a game. If you're wondering why they're both OFL Now, you have the opportunity to do that also. If you put OFL Now in your gamer tag, you will receive a free tournament. That's going on for two more weeks if you want to do that. So that's what's going on there. We're going to discuss the new rankings here shortly, but let's get to the phone lines. Let's get some callers in here. Right now we got a caller from the 806 area code. You're now live on OFL After Dark with the commish. Could you state your gamer tag for everyone?
Yes, sir. This is Team Houston's very own Wee Witness, baby.
Hey, Wee Witness. I wanted to congratulate you on being a big supporter of Team Houston. I know you're a little disappointed probably by your playoff performance and bowing out a little earlier than expected, but on the other hand, I'm sure you're very proud of Savage and how some of the other members of Team Houston represent it. How excited are you to see a member of Team Houston finally get to a Super Bowl?
Man, I'm just really excited, man. Shout out to all the teammates of Houston. Noob Dragon, Fat Magic, we're all coming up there. And it's pretty sad to see that Volcano got beat by his own student, but it's kind of funny. But
Wait. Volcano lost to Monsters?
Isn't that what you just said?
No, I said they haven't played yet.
He didn't lose, guys. Damn.
I was saying, who knows, you know, maybe he will. But, okay.
I don't know.
Either way. So you got to be proud of everything Team Houston's doing down there. A lot of big moves. Savage has always kind of been like the ringleader. And then it kind of looked like Fat Magic was the go-to guy, but now it looks like Savage is retaking the reins as the leader down there in Team Houston. Either way, lots of great players coming out of there. I say keep an eye on Noob Dragon. I've said it since day one. I think he's the highest-skilled player, although We Witness yourself has really opened my eyes up. I underestimated you, so there's a lot of talented guys coming out of there with a lot of football knowledge and a lot of Madden skills. But I don't think the Team Houston will get the Super Bowl this season. I do believe J.J. Mills will defeat Savage. I don't think J.J. Mills is the better player than Savage, but I think he has the momentum going into this game. And,
you're
crazy.
Did you not see what Savage just beat Ready by? That's momentum. I saw a good 50-point lead just now. That's momentum. You're crazy,
and that's great. That's great, and I value your opinion. And the great thing about it is you and I can get the popcorn up, sit back and watch the game tomorrow because J.J. or they're going to play tonight. I don't know when it's going down. And we can sit back and, you know, we'll see who's right. Either way, I mean, I'm happy for both guys. I just feel like J.J. got the momentum on his side. So we'll see. But let's take another caller coming in here from the 713 area code. You're now live on the air with the commish here, and We Witness. Could you state your gamer tag for everyone?
Yeah, this is OFL now, Savage.
Oh, there he is. We were just speaking a little bit about you there a couple seconds ago. Savage, congratulations on winning the NFC Championship there in Group 2 multiple. I know you got to be very excited finally getting in that Super Bowl. You've been close in pretty much every league you've been a part of. You've been in the playoffs, and, you know, so it's been disappointing, probably exiting a little earlier than you want it to, and now you're in the Super Bowl. How are you preparing for this amazing matchup between you and J.J. Mills? Anything different about your routine, or are you just basically doing what you do every day?
We're just going to go with the same game plan. Me and him have had some really good games, and he's actually a good friend of mine now, and I'm excited to play him.
Yeah. It's great that you guys have built a friendship.
Yeah,
it's very good sportsmanship. Now, one of the things I want to ask you, one of J.J.'s weaknesses I've seen, because I've watched two of his playoff games, the last two, has been his clock management. He seems to be very poor in clock management. Yet, at the same time, Fat Magic blew my mind because he was worse at clock management. I don't understand. All Fat Magic had to do was control that clock, and he won that game. And we had a Team Houston matchup of Houston versus Dallas, which would have been probably sold out within minutes on Twitch to see. But that's neither here nor there. How do you think J.J. will improve his clock management skills? Because I don't think he can win against you if he doesn't.
I don't think he'll win either if he doesn't do clock management well, but I do think he is preparing for that, and he knows that's his weakness, so I don't think clock management will be a problem for him, and I see it being a really good game.
I think it's going to be a great game, exciting one to watch. Even though both players put a lot of points on the board, they're also very good defensive players, even though it gets overlooked. You hear a lot of the rumbling, like, oh, Team Houston, nobody plays defense down there. It's not true. They play defense. It's just that there's a lot of possessions because of the high-scoring, high-octane offense coming out of Team Houston. I expect a score in the 30s, maybe even the 40s. But like I said, I think Savage is the better player. But I think JJ pulls this upset off and goes home with the championship because of the momentum I see he's been building up. But we'll see. We'll see. Either way, I'll be happy. Both are great guys, great players, great members of this community. We're looking for more of them. So if anybody knows anybody out there like Savage or JJ Mills or even We Witness, we're looking for you to get them to come join the community. Let them know. We do have that brand new fantasy draft league, only $33, $600 to the winner, shop.oflnow.com if they're interested. So how's your quarterback looking? Is he banged up a little bit, or is he 100% healthy and ready to roll?
We are finally 100% and ready to roll, but Tony Romo missed 11 games this season. But we're finally back in groove, and we're ready to get it going.
Okay, so no worries there about him not being able to play, so that's good to hear. We want to see both players with all their firepower so we get a fair matchup, that's for sure. Let's bring another caller in right now from the 412 area code. You're now live on OFL After Dark with the commish here. You got We Witness, and you got possibly the Group 2 multiple season Super Bowl champion. We'll be able to announce that probably tomorrow. Soon, maybe a legend in the making, OFL Now Savage. Who do we have the pleasure to speak with today? Or tonight?
Big X, small X, Snake Eyes 45.
Snake Eyes, how you doing?
Good.
Great, great. That's good to hear. You're here with, you probably heard the news that Savage is going to the Super Bowl to play JJ Mills. Does that surprise you at all?
I just think that it's going to be a good matchup and stuff like that. Whoever wins, good luck to you.
And who do you think's actually going to win that? Who do you think matches up better against the other opponent?
I think Savage does.
Okay, so you're going with Savage. Is there a reason you're picking Savage? Maybe because he's a real-life Pittsburgh Steeler diehard fan like yourself, or are you going based on Madden skills?
I'm going based on, like, how he played me and how I seen how J.J. Mills played a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Speaking of seeing how J.J. Mills played a little bit, I wanted to tell everybody, we are changing the format on the games of the week. With so many leagues and so many new members, it's hard to kind of get the games all matched up. So now we're going to do individuals. So when you go to vote on the game of the week, you'll see somewhere between 5 and 10 members' names individually. And whoever gets the highest vote, the league officials will pick one of their games in one of their leagues and have them broadcast it. We'll only be doing it once a week. We're going to come to a time and a day so you know when you can tune into the game of the week, and hopefully we'll get some more views and get that built up a little better than what we're doing. So it's just something we're trying to improve on. Speaking of the members, we're close to 100 members. That's really good. We're growing fast. We got some big things in the work behind the scenes right now with the OFL Now. We got a couple guys going out to the Big Madden Vegas tournament that we're sponsoring. That's going to be live streamed here. I think it's February 21st and 22nd on Twitch and on the internet. So you get to see some of our guys repping the OFL Now. So that's pretty cool. We got some other big things in the work too with the website and changing the format. Everything you see now will be the same. We will not abandon what we're doing. We're just going to be expanding. So I think all you guys will like that a lot. Did you get to see the new rankings that are out?
I have not.
We Witness.
Or actually, yeah, I did too.
Snake Eyes, did you get to see the new rankings?
I'm still trying to figure out where they are on my forums and stuff.
All right, let's play one of the loyal listeners out there's favorite games. Too high or too low. Let's start with number 20. New member by the name About That Life 2. See, too high or too low, Snake Eyes?
I'm not that sure with him.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Witness?
I'm not going to be too high, man.
Who is it?
All right. About mm-hmm. that life, too.
I don't know him.
All right. Savage doesn't know him either. Yeah, he's a new member. He's putting up some stats and looking pretty good, being some good people. At number 19, Savage, do you think XX Maternal, XX321 is too high or too low?
I think he's about good where he's at.
All right. Witness?
He could be like maybe one or two higher. He's good, though.
All right. Snake Eyes, how do you feel about Maternal being ranked 19th?
Could be a little bit higher.
All right, could be a little higher. Wonderful. At 18, we have OFL now Savage. We obviously know Savage believes he should be higher. Witness, how do you feel about him being ranked there?
Yeah, he needs to be at least top 10, definitely. Easily.
Mm-hmm. Snake Eyes, do you think he's too high or too low?
Should be higher.
Where do you think he should be ranked?
Like right below 10.
All right. Snake Eyes, number 17, we have Bad to Chad Jackson. How do you feel about him being ranked right there?
Could be higher.
Witness?
Yeah, he needs to be a little higher.
Savage?
I think he's about good, too.
All right. Savage, how do you feel about Believe in Monsters being ranked 16th?
He's pretty good. I was sleeping on him at the beginning of the year, but he could be a little higher, actually.
Okay. And Witness, how do you feel about Finesse Gigolo being ranked 15th?
I think that's too high, to be honest with you.
Too high? Okay. Snake Eyes, what do you think about Mad Dream being ranked 14th?
Not too sure with him.
Not too sure? Okay. Yeah. Here's a guy for you, Savage. Number 13, SC Bolt 21.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about him. If he just keeps up his pace, he'll definitely move up, because I heard he's really good.
Yeah, he's actually ranked like 8th or 6th or something on Madden's top 100 rankings. So... I mean, he's obviously doing something right if he's that high. Hey, what do you think about Black Assassin 10 being ranked 12th?
I think he's pretty. That's pretty good. I think he could be a little high too, but I think he's good like that.
All right, and we witness. What do you think about Fat Magic 420 being ranked 11th?
That's probably about right. Maybe
okay.
One or two higher, but yeah, he's
all right. That's cool. Snake Eyes, what do you think about Chillin' 941? Is he too high or too low at number 10?
Don't know enough about him.
What about you, Savage? You know Chillin'.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I think it's a little too high, but he's all right. He's about in that range.
Okay. Witness, you know this guy pretty well. XTDX Slayer, too high or too low at 9?
I'm going to say that's a little bit too high. He could be like maybe 3 or 4 spots down, but, I mean, that's okay, I guess.
All right. How about number 8, Savage, Peel 510 Main?
Yeah, I heard Peel's a beast, so we can leave him here and we can even move him up in the top 5.
Really? You think he should be as high as 5? All right. Here's a new guy probably know. Nobody knows about a guy by the name of Slay Island 9XX. Anybody familiar with him at all?
Yeah, he's tearing up the Fantasy League.
Mm-hmm. So he's going to be making some noise, you think, or is he overrated?
No, he's going to be making some noise. He's running for like 300 yards a game, so.
Wow. Yeah, I know he won a couple tournaments there for a while, but he hasn't participated in any recently. Slay, if you're out there listening and you forgot the link where to join a tournament, it's shop.oflnow.com. So hopefully we'll get you back in a tournament or two. At number six, another new guy. Is anybody familiar with DNA Suspect? He actually won the Group 2 single season championship.
Yeah, I'm familiar with
him. Yeah, he beat my boy. I heard he's pretty good.
So he's probably ranked pretty good at number six for now?
Yeah, it's probably
all right.
Number five, Savage. Let's ask you this one. Your opponent for the Super Bowl, Jay Mills.
Jay Mills is a beast, and that's probably a good spot for him. But I think I should be right around there, too.
Okay, fair enough. And possibly some of that sportsmanship from back in the days could be hurting you a little bit, but
yeah,
we don't want to dampen the mood, because I know it's all celebratory down there in Team Houston. All that, everything going down, you know, Texas team, lean, all that shit. Just be careful.
Yeah, eight pounds.
Anyways, Oh, yeah. Big Pokey and all them boys. Kirka Bangs. Anyways, at number four, we have Reddy 10. Witness, how do you feel about Reddy 10 being ranked at number four? I personally think he's way overrated, but that's me. But how do you feel?
I think that Reddy should probably be at about, I'm going to say like six or seven, like right above TD's left, not two spots.
This is no shot at anybody, but I just beat him by 42. So.
Exactly. You can't be ranked fourth getting beat by 42. This is why I think he's more in the 15 to 18 range. So we'll see. Number three, Snake Eyes. You know, you're familiar with this guy. Triple X Balkino 66 Triple X, Group 1 single season, I believe, Super Bowl champ. How do you feel about him being three? Too high or too low?
That's probably a good spot for him.
Okay. What are some of the weaknesses that you notice in Balkino's game for the listeners out there in case they have to play him in the playoffs?
All you got to do is just run the clock, put shoot clock on the whole game, and stop the rollout, and you're going to win.
All right. There you have it. At number two,
Greg,
another
can I
new guy.
In that too?
Yeah, sure, Snake. Go right for it.
I mean, he can even stop your run. I mean, I did some passes against him, but, I mean, for the most part, I like to run usually, and, I mean, there's going to be some runs that I'm going to be probably testing him with the next time I play him in a single season. So I want to see what happens.
All right, here's another new guy, and bringing a lot of controversy from some previous members, think that he's way overranked, hasn't proven himself. I believe this guy has proven himself. He's the only person who beat Balkino in any OFL Now affiliated league. And he beat him by 21-plus points over there in the fantasy. It's VX Assassin XA. He's a tournament player, man, tournament player. Anybody familiar with him at all?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, he's really good.
Okay, so you think he's all right at number two, or is he maybe a little premature being that high?
I think he's okay at number two, but it might be premature. But he's proven everybody that he should be there, so I say don't move him until he loses.
That's how I feel. And at number one is our defending Super Bowl champion. Although he has been eliminated from Group 1 single, he did make a deep run, though, is PB number one.
Yeah, that's
how do you
champ.
Feel about
moving.
That's how I feel. Until someone takes the spot, he deserves to be there. But thanks, guys, for playing along with that game. Let's bring in another caller here from the 407 area code. You're now live on OFL After Dark with two members of Team Houston, We Witness and Savage, and they're in a celebratory mood down there today. We had to kind of dampen the background noise because it's going down right now down there. Savage is going to the Super Bowl to play J.J. Mills, so it's real exciting.
Hey,
enough
with all
there.
That, Pat. Let's talk about the person who's going to be ranked number one in this OFL. Talking about PV, you're looking at the person who will be your guys ranked one next for this whole summer, coming for the second ring over here. Team Houston, as of that, well, it'd be
that's
ready.
Balkino. That's Balkino.
Who is this?
Who is this?
This is the great Baltino.
That's Baltino.
That on the air. And a shout-out to DNA Suspects for thinking he's the best in the league. Come on now. He's been here for 2 weeks. He's won two fluky games. I give him props that he's good, but until he knocks out some more top competition, he's only beaten B-plus players. You know, get out of here with that madness.
Wow.
That magic
caught again,
play.
I see.
So, definitely, definitely. And my bad, I fell asleep really super early. I didn't want you guys to hear me knocked out, but my bad to, I heard Reddy got his ass kicked. and it's crazy. But other than that, my boy Jay Miller. Hey, that's fine with me, J.J. Miller. I told you ahead of time J.J. Miller's going to take the whole thing, the underdog, man. That's Rudy right there.
Rudy.
That was a matchup J.J. Miller wanted to see. He said, that's probably the best competition for him right there to get a good game. We got a broadcast going on. Hopefully they set up a good time and let everybody know ahead of time.
Yeah, Savage, what time are we looking at the game?
We're looking tomorrow, 4 or 5 Central. We're looking at.
Okay, so it's going to be an early kickoff, but still, make sure you guys... I won't
be
around for
actually,
that. But
we could postpone it if people want us to wait, like till later that night.
I would appreciate that. Cool. I'll be out of town. I'm sure you get
more
viewers if you do it.
That's fine. Cool. Wait, the following day. So yeah, we can make it later.
Yeah,
I think we might have JJ on the line right now. JJ, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, JJ. Before we get to this previous point, I want to congratulate you. And let you know that, first of all, congratulations on making the Super Bowl. Nobody believed in you probably but yourself. But other than that,
I wanted to congratulate you on
becoming the head of the OFL Now Players Union. We now have two head of the OFL Now Players Union. We have both you and Freddy Krueger. You guys both agreed to these terms. Because we have so many members and, you know, being on at different times, it just makes sense now to have two heads of the OFL Now Players Union. Plus, everybody, it was like a split 50-50 vote, man. So it was a roll of the dice. So congratulations, JJ. Now let's talk about what's really going down. You're in the Super Bowl. You're facing Savage. Savage is in the party here. You got anything you want to say to him?
Oh, that's my little brother, man. That's going to be a good matchup, man. Shout out to Fat Magic, man. That was a good game, man. Yeah, I have nothing but respect for him, man. So I'm just ready to play,
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is he the one who taught you how to rocket catch?
No one taught me how to user catch. I practiced and that's all I did all day. And that's why I'm so good at that. And that's why nobody does it better than me, because I practiced that.
That's what's up.
I don't like to go to that unless I have to. If I'm going to that, that means we're down. We prefer to run the ball.
Right. Now, a lot of people are talking about some of your miscues and that you're lucky to be where you're at in these playoffs. A lot of people, including myself, have seen some lesser than average clock management. Would you agree with that?
Oh, I agree. Too much drinking before the game. My players had a meeting. We gonna dim it down. Just had a lot of stuff going on. But yeah, it won't be none of that anymore. But yeah, we had some last two games. Clock management has been terrible. But that's because it's our first time. We're a rookie in this. We get a little nervous. But I think out of three games, we should be feeling a little bit better.
Okay. And I just got a text in here from John Campbell Buck. He says that Savage is a 3.5-point favorite to win the Super Bowl. So I'm sure JJ doesn't agree with that. So that'd be exciting.
Hey, we got
Rudy. It should be a close game. What time, JJ, can we agree for game time so the listeners out there can tune in tomorrow?
If guys want to do it late, we can. If you want to do it in around the 5 time, we can. It doesn't matter to me.
Hey, Greg.
You want to do an 11 o'clock kickoff? 11 o'clock Eastern?
11 o'clock kickoff sounds fine to me.
Okay, JJ? 11 o'clock, not tomorrow night?
Yep.
Wait, 11 o'clock Central?
There it is, guys. 11 p.m. Eastern kickoff tomorrow night. We're out of time. Thanks, everybody, for calling. And just to let all the loyal listeners know, I did finally get to talk to Sissy, and we're working on things. I love you, Sissy. All right, take care.